Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Oh, this is such an uplifting song. I do like myself some Childish Gambino.
It's catchy, too.
It is. It is. And it is America. Welcome, everybody. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We have some more uplifting things to talk about, more so than the student loans being kicked down the road till May, till he finally gets the supporter gumption to just say, screw it, I'm going to forgive them all. Just like everybody else can get their, magical PPP loans forgiven, which, okay, cool. And, you know, we can go and forgive other people's loans and just, you know, move money around, and Brett Kavanaugh can have his loans magically disappear. We can all have our loans magically disappear, and the world will be just a better place. And I guarantee you, all those people who have student loans still will spend that money anyway.
Well, I think it's important to stress that the student loan payments are being suspended again because the COVID-19 pandemic is getting worse.
Hooray, Omicron!
The Biden administration is suspending them for an additional 90 days because of how quickly the Omicron variant is spreading across the country.
Well, you know, if you guys have to suffer so that I can have student loans kicked down the road, well, then this is where we're at. I'm a single-issue voter, and I only care about student loans, guys. Who cares about you guys and everything else? I really only care about student loans, and if he doesn't, I'm never going to vote for him. It doesn't matter. You know what? I'm gonna hold my nose, and I'm going to vote for Omicron anyway, because honestly, I mean, nobody's doing anything about Omicron anyway. It's going to take over anyway. Might as well vote for it because it's helping me get my student loans taken care of. Because I'm a single-issue voter, right? That works.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think one issue.
Omicron is just taking some time, buying Senator Elizabeth Warren some time until she can figure out how to cancel them all.
I think that's the important thing. That's canceling what it is. You know, the best thing is when you're really feeling canceled. But then, like, somebody who wasn't even thinking about you gets a push notification with a picture of you and a shirt that says cancel culture on it on a show that you can walk on anytime and be broadcast to nationwide.
If you want to hear my opinion on this, you should check out the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct from this morning, because I shared my thoughts on that exact topic. Mike called into Matt's show and kind of set us up, and Matt knows that I've had some opinions about the whole Aaron Rodgers saga since the announcement during the offseason that he might not be coming back to play. So check out Devil Radio 92.7.com.
But he's been canceled, so you'll never hear what Aaron Rodgers has to say.
Spoiler alert, I'll let you all know that my opinion is he's obviously not canceled. But
well, some people might say he's a pee-pee face. All right,
people are Chicago Bears or Minnesota Vikings fans.
I honestly, I'm just basing this. I really don't care. I rooted for the Packers because Amy's a Packers fan. It's a lot easier, and I'm a Patriots fan.
I was gonna say, you're a Patriots fan. You don't have a horse.
Doesn't matter.
NFC North.
And it was Bledsoe and Favre, so I can go and say, all right, for the other one. All right, that was better. You guys were better. Fine, Reggie White. All right.
Whatever,
dude.
Cool. But the reason.
Go Irving Fryer.
All right. Where were we? Okay, we got another breaking headline here in Wisconsin, Brian.
Oh, this is great, isn't it?
It's not really great. Things are pretty dire conditions. So the COVID-19 pandemic is having its effect not only on student loan payment deferment, but also here in Wisconsin. It's having effect not only on our hospital system, but also on the Department of Corrections.
Huh. It's hard to stay 6 feet away when you only have 6 feet of space to play in.
6 feet of space to live in.
Oh no, yeah. I say play in because it's totally an easy thing to do, right? Like we humanely take care of our prisoners.
If only that were the case.
Well, we lock up more people than most any other state. We're double pretty much what Minnesota does.
That is correct.
And we lock up more black people per capita than most anywhere. I think worse than Mississippi, burning Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're correct on that regard as well.
So. I would assume that since we lock up so many people, we would have like a really well-run and like well-funded and well-taken care of prison system, right?
Not exactly. So we got a headline over at the Wisconsin State Journal written by the Associated Press. Wisconsin prisons struggling with staffing shortage.
Wow. Why is that?
Almost a fifth of the jobs and a quarter of the officers and sergeant positions within the State Department of Corrections are unfilled, according to the agency's data.
Huh.
About 1,100 correctional officers and sergeant jobs remain open, and maximum security facilities in Portage and Waupun are operating with only half of their staff, according to a report from Wisconsin Public Radio. So, Brian, we have not only, like you indicated, we have a problem here of how many people we are locking up and a disproportionate number of them being black and brown individuals in the state of Wisconsin. But we also are doing such a poor job at running state facilities that nearly one-fifth of all the positions within the Department of Corrections are not being filled, and we are not adequately then even taking care of the individuals that we are locking up, to the point where the staffing shortages at this at the maximum security facilities are not allowing prisoners out for recreational time because they do not have the guards to oversee.
Well, I mean, screw the prisoners. I mean, right? Screw them. They're criminals, right? But the guards, right? They're taken care of, right? They're getting paid really well to, and everything to oversee this, right? I think it's pretty much $15 an hour.
Just over. So legislators approved raising guards' pay from $16.65 an hour
guaranteed
to $19.03 per hour in the last 2 year state budget.
Wow.
And I believe in the headlines there is a 2% raise coming as well after what the state legislature did yesterday.
Wow.
But the secretary of the Department of Corrections is citing the low pay and the fear of contracting COVID-19 as reasons why they cannot fill these positions. Because, Brian, in the last week, Wisconsin prisons reported at least about 300 COVID-19 cases within the Wisconsin prisons, which is the highest number we've seen since January of earlier this year.
So now if the prisons are being overcrowded or trying to maybe reduce the amount of people going into them, right, there's a good chance that perhaps maybe they're trying to stop the people from going to prison as much, and maybe it, incentivizes people to not, send them to prison as much, and maybe the people that should be locked up are out on the street, and maybe they go and commit extra crimes, but who cares, right? Right?
This is the Wisconsin conundrum that we are in, folks. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You don't have to be in a conundrum. You can give us a call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.